An aide to Vice President Mike Pence is the latest person to testify in the impeachment inquiry today. Jennifer Williams listened in on President Trump's July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian president, in which Trump asked the Ukrainian leader to do him a favor and investigate Joe Biden and his son. Her testimony comes as Democrats are releasing transcripts of testimony taken so far ahead of the start of public hearings with witnesses next week. Joining us now is Washington Post reporter Carol Lenig. Hi, Carol.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And before we get to what's happening today, we have to note that President Trump is calling you and your two co-authors of a story out today low-life reporters. The story said that Trump wanted Attorney General William Barr to hold a news conference to say that Trump broke no laws in that July 25th phone call and that Barr declined to hold that news conference. First of all, what is it like to be called out on Twitter by the president by name? And do you stand by your story?
The personal reaction is more of a professional one. You know, I'll have to explain this to my children at home today that I am not a lowlife. I also want to, in all seriousness, say that the colleagues that I work with at The Washington Post are some of the most relentless, dogged, careful, rigorous reporters I've ever had the pleasure to be with, and we stand entirely by our story.
Well, and we can vouch for the fact that you're not a lowlife as well. Carol, Jennifer Williams, the person testifying today, is a career Foreign Service officer in European and Russian affairs. Is she testifying voluntarily, and what might she tell lawmakers?
She is testifying, in a sense, voluntarily. I mean, she's not trying to go to court to prevent the subpoena from being served. She is an important witness, Jeremy, significant, as each one is for different reasons. But in her case, she can testify to any kind of early alerts that the vice president received about both this call, which she listened to, and other events prior to July 25th. Remember, she's listening in not only as an expert, but as someone who's supposed to keep the vice president briefed and apprised of big developments. And our understanding is that she does flag this call and raise concerns about it, raise a flag about it, let me say it that
Maybe
way.
To the vice president.
Well, we'll see. I think I shouldn't get too far ahead of my skis, but she does raise concerns about this call.
What about former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who was a no-show for his testimony today? I know you have broken a story today about whether he might actually testify and what he'd be likely to say.
Yes. The story has three key components to it that are all pretty nuanced and complicated, but quickly – what we reported is that John Bolton, the departed national security advisor to the president, who often tussled with him on foreign policy and certainly did on Ukraine, wants to testify if a court approves it. He does not want to be prevented, essentially, by the White House from testifying under the argument that he's a senior White House advisor whose confidential conversations are always under some blanket cloak of privilege. And also he has information that sources tell us is damaging to the president. He is expected to corroborate key National Security Council aides and other career public servants who said he was alarmed about this pressure on Ukraine to announce an investigation and very disconcerted about withholding aid to the country as a kind of bargaining chip, and that he himself will corroborate their accounts of that sort of again, red flag that he raised multiple times.
The testimony of another key witness, Acting Ambassador William Taylor, was released yesterday. What stands out to you from the transcript released so far?
Well, first off, in a very general way, Ambassador Taylor comes across as the epitome and the soul of public servant, you know, just absolutely focused on what's best for the country, the mission of why we care about Ukraine as an ally, why we want to protect them from Russian aggression, and why that's of strategic national importance to the United States. Ukraine is this bloc in between Russia and Europe, and we want to support them. But the second thing that stands out to me, Jeremy, is the testimony itself. Separate and apart from what we learned from leaks earlier on when he did testify, we now see more more of Ambassador Bolton. Bolton telling people he did not want this July 25th call to go forward, predicted it was going to be a disaster, raised and expressed deep concerns about the State Department officials who were upset about the withholding of aid and trying to get that aid back on track in his own sort of, behind the scenes machinations.
Just briefly, 30 seconds left here. What do you think are the risks for both sides of the public hearings that are supposed to start next week?
Oh, wow. So many risks. I mean, one is that you have a witness who you think is going to say what you want to hear and then provide some exigency. As a reporter, I'm dying to hear all of it, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. But I think that the Democrats have a stake in having a particular narrative come across. Mm-hmm. The same for Republicans. The risk is that somebody will come out and say, I'm a Republican, per our description of Bolton. Mm-hmm. I'm a Republican, and this really troubled me. That's going to be a problem for Republicans.
Washington Post reporter Carol Lenig, thank you so much, as always.
Of course.